I wrapped up a public masterclass recently, and it was all about making more money, working less, and breaking the hustle culture. On day two, the homework that I gave was that everybody must forgive. Forgive anyone, anything, any situation. Forgive, 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 and let go. Why is this important? Well, forgiveness is a key aspect of wealth and prosperity. Welcome to Possibilities with me, Hina Khan. I've been a coach and psychotherapist for well over a decade. And after working with hundreds of clients, here's what I've come to know. The only thing holding us back from a larger, more expansive life is our mindset. I'm going to help you break through your mental barriers and unlock infinite possibilities. Hello, thank you so much for being here, my friend. I have to say a huge thank you, big virtual hugs to all of you that have joined my Facebook group, Hina Success Circle. Now, if you haven't done that yet, no worries, just hit the link in the episode description and join, because that is where you and I can connect in real time, and I love doing that. All right, now you may be wondering how forgiveness is connected to what is in your bank account. And I get how it can seem like, honestly, the two things have nothing to do with each other. But holding on to resentment, anger, bitterness, it's like a kink in your garden hose, and it slows down or stops the flow of the good that you desire. And this includes money. In the masterclass that I told you about, I asked everyone on the call to write down all the things that they need to let go and forgive. And I'm kind of chuckling because some people had pages and pages of things. Seriously, pages of things. One of the participants realized that she was holding on to so much anger over a family business because at one point she had felt betrayed. And I want to tell you, this is years ago, like a decade ago. And as a result of that, she could not excel in her new business. That anger was slowing her down. Another person came to realize that she was getting in her own way because of her ex. The relationship, which was long over, was still impacting her. In a way, they were still in a relationship, and not a good one. But every single time I do this exercise with people, they all have the same person on their list. Do you know who that is? Yep, themselves. Oh man, it is so hard to forgive ourselves because of shame and guilt that we may feel when we go back into that situation. So, of course, we would much rather avoid it altogether. And I know that makes complete sense because we want to avoid those uncomfortable feelings associated with the situation. But here's the problem. If we don't deal with it, it's still affecting us. Think of it like a virus on a computer. It slows things down. Things take longer to perform. It is slowly affecting the productivity of the machinery. Please call our support. That is what happens when we don't do the work of forgiveness. It limits us and our effectiveness. It slows us down and blocks our energy. One of the big parts of forgiveness is to let go. Let go of the situation so that it no longer has a hold on you. You know, this is the part that can be tough for people because we've been told things, well, I can forgive, but I don't forget. And although that makes sense, you can forgive and let go and still not allow the same situation to happen again. Let go of the situation so that it no longer has a hold on you. This way, you can move into the future without dragging all of your past hurts and resentments with you. It's kind of like when we want to enter into a new job or start a business or a relationship, and we're like, this time it's going to be different. This time I'm really going to be successful. I'm going to do things differently. But we can't do that if we're carrying all this crap with us. I mean, imagine if you have a backpack and that backpack was heavy with past mistakes that you haven't forgiven yourself for. So now you're entering into this new relationship or this new job, but you're doing it with this heavy backpack. Now imagine that you put that backpack down, you let it go. You walk away from it, you leave it. It's no longer a part of the outfit that you are wearing. It does not match you anymore. Literally, it's not a match. Think about how much lighter you will feel. How much easier it will be to execute on new ideas. How much energy you will have. You're even going to walk straighter without lugging all that crap. And I know that may sound disrespectful to say, but at the end of the day, you did the best you could with what you knew and what you had at the time. Now let it go. We're so freaking hard on ourselves. We've all done things we are not proud of, me included. Lots of things. I think I was chuckling when I talked about those participants that had pages and pages of notes, because that was me. But just because I made some poor decisions, oh my gosh, some really awful decisions in the past, does not determine what is possible for me. I no longer have to punish myself for mistakes I have made. I get to put the backpack down and I get to walk towards freedom. And because I feel so much lighter, I may even skip my way into the future. And you know what? Can I be honest with you? I'm grateful for some of those things because they helped shape me. If you go back and listen to the episode that I did on responsibility, you'll hear about one of the things, a huge thing that I had to forgive myself for and I had to forgive Paul, my husband, for. And I can be grateful and still let go. Let's do that now, shall we? Let's move into the part of the podcast where we are grateful. If you're able to, go ahead and grab pen and paper or simply open up notes on your phone. If you can't do that, no worries. Stay with me. Just connect to your breath. Inhale and exhale. Now allow yourself to think about moments, times, situations that you're ready to let go of, that you don't want to punish yourself for anymore. And as you remember those things, write them down. Take your time, there's no rush. You may have tears welling up in your eyes. Just let them flow. It's a release. It's all good. You're perfect. You're doing this so well. Now, what I want you to do, and this is what I had people on my masterclass do, I want you to burn those pages or that page, or at the very least, shred it. It was so interesting because some people had commented that even in the burning, it took a while for some of the papers to catch on to the flame. It was like it was still trying to hold on. But they did it. They burned it and they let it go. And then what I asked people to do, and I would love for you to do this, is take a picture of it and post it in the success circle. Post it in that group. Let us support you in letting go. If you want to actually listen to that masterclass, it was done over 5 days, about 1 hour each day, and you'll find it in the guides section of the success circle of that Facebook group. When you do this work, and this work takes courage, you're going to feel so much lighter. Oh my gosh, you're going to be able to stand up straight and walk into your future, perhaps even with a skip in your step. If you know somebody that would benefit from hearing this episode, if you know somebody that would benefit from doing this work, will you do me a favor? Will you right now share it with that person? And if you love this episode, will you rate it, write a review, download it? You know, when you do that, it expands our reach. And I truly, truly feel that we need this material now more than ever. I so appreciate it. I appreciate you. And I just want to say to you right now, honestly, hand on my heart, I so appreciate the way that you show up, that you take the time to listen to this, that you do the work. Because it's not only about you. As you do this work, you're affecting everybody around you. So I honor you. I love you. I love you for your commitment to you. This episode was produced by Stephanie Phillips and presented by the Frequency Podcast Network.